Looking at a chart that measures the catch for the Sitka Sound Sacro herring fishery over the past 3 decades, the harvest peaks around 2009 and then begins to decrease for the next decade. And on future charts, 2019 will be blank. Not a fish was caught. Some saners said conservation was the driving factor in the decision to not fish, but some processors said it was an issue of markets. The price saners called for was too high. And ADF&G biologist Eric Kuhnrat says the state could have opened the fishery too. He observed many schools of fish, but they were too young and small.
Yes, we could have had an opening any time really after 2-hour notice. It's just that those fish didn't meet with market demands.
But subsistence harvester Tom Gamble says holding off was the right call.
The current decision to not fish this year by the fishermen was the wisest choice I have ever heard on the record in all of my lifetime.
Why the fishery flopped is still contested, but critics say that this year should be a sign that something needs to change. Gamble says he's anticipated this for years, and it's all due to poor management of the fishery.
It's the same exact thing I've been saying. In 2017, I stood before Sherry Dressel and their whole entire crowd, and I challenged their management strategy and their plan. And I said, I don't believe that you guys understand that there were missing age classes of herring in these models that you've been showing, and that if you continue to fish, you're going to impact those returning stocks.
Sitka Tribe of Alaska is pushing ADF&G to change the model too. Representatives from STA declined an interview with KCAW due to pending litigation. Their case against the state is set to go to trial in January of 2020. In years past, ADF&G has stood by their intensive model and data collection, and this year is no different.
We're looking at similar programs that we've had in play for quite a while.
Kuhnrat says that while the fish were small this year, there were a lot of them and a lot of spawn.
We mapped 55.8 nautical miles of spawn in the 2019 spawning event, and not quite as thick or wide as it was in 2018, but the length of spawn was a little over 20 miles longer. So
he says this fall, they're looking at making at least one change before they determine next year's forecast.
They're looking at a new format for the model, and we're supposed to discuss that sometime this fall.
Whether the fishery is struggling because of management or other factors, there's no question that the absence of a fishery had a financial impact on Sitka. In 2017, 6 of the roughly 50 permit holders were Sitka boats, but those boats did pretty well. According to data collected by economists at the McDowell Group, that year, Sitka permit holders took in $368,000, and the fishery made just over $4 million. For the past 9 years, the fishery has generated just under $6 million in revenue on average annually. McDowell estimates that the local share of fisheries business tax revenue from herring averages to around $90,000, depending on the harvest. And that doesn't begin to account for the impact to processors or local businesses that see an uptick during the fishery, or the amount of energy used to process the fish, which is seen in a boost in usage and fees for Sitka's electric utility. Biologist Kuhnrat says the data are pointing toward a similar season in 2020, a lot of 3- and 4-year-old herring in Sitka Sound. While this is good news for future returns, for next year it means a season again dominated by small fish.
If the markets remain the same, then we'll be in a very similar situation than that we were in this year. So,
a situation that, at least on the surface, could benefit the subsistence fishery, but that's not certain either. Harvester Tom Gamble says that fish were smaller this year and farther from town than usual. He believes that the unexpected break in the commercial fishery is a chance to look for a creative solution to the problem, which is how to have a commercially viable fishery without undermining the health of the stock or the people and the ecosystem that depend on it.
And I truly believe that we have to at least have a moratorium and establish something that allows for a rebound every other year. In turn, recognizing that because we waited those 2 years that they have to have a substantial fishery to sustain the livelihoods of the permit holders.
Gamble says it was quieter on the water this year, with no spotter planes circling overhead. And with no high-intensity seining to supervise, Gamble says that state wildlife troopers took to eyeballing the subsistence fleet on their patrols. He wasn't excited about the increased scrutiny. It was a total management shift, said Gamble. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.